This is Dr. Dave, and let's talk about the rest of the story, because the rest of the story will tell you how to create a positive brain. Medications and cognitive therapy aren't the complete answer to negative thinking and mood disorders. These two types of therapy help you eliminate your negative and distorted thoughts, but eliminating the negative doesn't automatically make you positive. To become a positive person, you must put positive things into your mind. There is no other way to create a positive mind. You change the way you think and feel by changing what you say when you talk to your mind. If you want to change the way you feel, you're going to have to change your inner dialogue. You're going to have to talk to your mind in a different manner. You must monitor your self-talk and make sure that it's positive. And if it's not positive, you're going to have to change it. This isn't optional. If you don't make your self-talk positive, there is no way that you're going to win the battle of the mind. People who have an inner vulnerability predisposing them to depression need to be especially careful about what they allow in their mind. If they fill their mind with toxic waste, they will become depressed. For these people, the price of a positive mind is eternal vigilance. They must continually stand watch on the door of their mind to keep it from filling up with toxic waste. They must also become proactive and adopt a program in which they spend time each day putting positive things into their mind. Filling your mind with positive things is easy once you know how to go about it. The positive self-talk found in my book, Maximum Strength Positive Thinking, is a good place to start. This book shows you how to change who you are by changing what you say when you talk to your mind. Maximum Strength Positive Thinking is full of positive thoughts that you need to have in your mind. Another of my books, The Programmer's Manual for Your Mind, shows you how to install a positive operating system and gives you dozens of different methods for putting good things in your mind. Another of my books, Real Power Maxing Out on God's Love, shows you how to connect with the most powerful force in the universe, which is God's love. There is no limit to how good your life can become when your heart and mind are dominated by God's love. You can also fill your mind with positive thoughts as you cruise the World Wide Web. Go to PositiveThinkingRadio.com or maybe PositiveGraphics.com or even MaxingOut.com, and you will experience a positive thinking seminar that's free, and it will make a big difference in your life. When you think negative and limiting thoughts for a long time, you create a chemical imbalance in your brain and you feel bad. When you think positive and unlimited thoughts for an extended period, you restore the normal chemical balance and you feel good once again. What you think about matters because it determines the chemistry of your brain. What you think about determines whether you have a positive or negative brain. You are responsible for the chemistry of your brain. When you choose your thoughts, you choose your brain chemistry. When you change your thoughts, you change your brain chemistry. You are not a victim of your chemistry. You are its creator. When you get your thinking straightened out, your brain chemistry returns to normal. Positive self-talk is an extremely powerful tool that you can use to put good things into your mind in order to create a positive brain. Most people who have severe clinical depression must take medication under the supervision of a physician. Serious mood disorders clearly have an abnormal chemistry at work, and medication can favorably alter it so there is improvement. People suffering from clinical depression and serious mental illness need medication to control their disease. But they also need to control what they put into their mind. They need to create a positive brain chemistry by putting positive things into their mind. People who are suicidal and trapped in deep depression will not be cured with positive thinking or positive self-talk. Positive thinking may help these individuals, but it will not cure them. On the other hand, anxious and negative thoughts don't always require medication. For most people, these types of thoughts are the result of living a toxic lifestyle that slowly takes its toll on their mind. When they stop living in a self-destructive manner, their pattern of thinking returns to normal. In the absence of serious psychiatric illness, they can probably get along fine without using medications. In all situations, they should consult with a physician to make sure that they're doing the right thing. When you look at a newborn baby, you don't see any signs of depression or anxiety. God gave that baby a clean mind and a pure heart, and it takes years of thinking toxic, distorted thoughts to arrive at the place where anxiety and depression compose a significant portion of its thought life. It requires years of training to become a miserable, unhappy human being. When you have been thinking negative and limiting thoughts for 20 years, you should expect to experience some anxiety and depression. On the other hand, when you start thinking positive thoughts, the chemistry of your brain shifts in a positive direction and you start feeling better. You are responsible for the chemistry of your brain. You create it by the type of thoughts that you think during the first 20 years and subsequent years of your life. You can create the chemistry of depression and dysfunction, or you can create a brain chemistry that predisposes to joy, a positive attitude, and achievement. If you don't like your present chemistry, you can change it by changing what you put into your mind. You need to get back to the basics of healthy thinking. You must stop polluting your mind with toxic waste and start filling it with good things. Altering your brain chemistry with pills isn't enough. You need to change what you're putting into your mind. You need to change what you say when you talk to your mind. Now is the time to accept responsibility for your mood and state of mind. Your life will not miraculously improve on its own. Talk to your physician to find out if you need medication, but don't rely only on medication. Go the whole distance and take control of what you put into your mind. A positive mind isn't an accident. It's something that you do on purpose. So start living with intention and make your life better by putting good things into your mind. Spend time each day reviewing your power graphics and repeating positive self-talk. You can make your life as positive as you want. All you need to do is fill your mind with positive things. And remember, if you want to have a mind free from depression, nobody can stop you.